Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're on the air, numbnuts.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.
It's the one-year anniversary of Florida Man Radio. They're doing like a mini Orlando tour, starting with our show. Of course, we can't be live. There's too many working parts and stuff.
Today's really, it's about a slow build for Florida Man Radio. It starts with these two buffoons, and it builds its way up to Shannon Burke later
on. You know what? You're right. It's a slow build. It is.
Yeah, thanks,
Seth. Well, I mean, listen, we've only seen 5 minutes of the footage today, and Bubba was already couldn't get on the air fast enough to tear you guys apart.
Yeah, I was like, man, I can't get on the air fast enough. Oh, okay, there you go, Colton.
He's getting the sign spinning thing, too.
Yeah, well, this is probably stuff that you guys should have done at 10 till 6. Don't you think, buddy?
Like, well, the coffee shop doesn't actually open until 6:30. So they were able to get in early.
We were here at 5:40, so
that always happens.
Well, if you're a radio station and you're gonna go and have, you know, your show live at 6 a.m. from the Boston Coffee House, you might want to get a hold of the client and ask them if they're gonna be open.
What's the mood like there, Lummy? Is there,
What's the mood like?
Is it like Latte Larry's?
All right, Colton, we see the sign.
Get out of here, Colton.
We'll ask you to bring the sign. I haven't asked for the sign yet, Colton. Don't take it upon yourself to provide anything that your stupid brain can think of that I potentially might want. I'll ask for it.
I wonder how
to stay off the camera.
How do you think their sleepover was last night? Do you think they explored nerve endings?
Lummy, did you guys explore nerve endings?
No, Colton actually stayed at his house and then picked me up at 4 a.m.
Oh, okay. How did you guys get any footage? By the way, Lummy is live at the Boston Coffee House.
It's his first ever remote. This is big time. They're not even open yet. I'm sure the people are lined up around the block to get inside for a chance to meet Lum Lum.
Do you have have any listeners there yet?
No.
it's okay. They're not even open yet.
Yeah, they're not even open yet. 851 State Road 434 in Altamont Springs. Lummy, for the first six or so people, based on our size availability, that's great. It looks like
the camera went into screensaver mode.
We can probably still hear him, though, right? Hey, Lum Lum, you still there?
They're still there.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I
see.
Can hear you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's a Zoom. It happens all the time, Bubba.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
First six are, just listen, show up to the Boston Coffee House celebrating Florida Man Radio's 1 year anniversary. And does Colton think he's a co-host there? He's going to be sitting right there, on co-host?
No, he was just getting the different things set
up. Ask him if he thinks he's going to be a co-host.
Do you think you're going to be a co-host?
Okay, good. I'm glad we've established that.
What's he drinking? What is that? You don't drink
that. It's a Sprite. He bought his own Sprite.
You don't drink that in a coffee house, Colton. Come on now.
Yeah, Colton. You need like a little...
Like a tea or something.
Colton can't hear us, by the way.
Like, yeah, it's okay. It's better that way.
So
you got to have like a latte.
Lummy.
He doesn't know what a latte is.
When they open, you guys probably need to go in there and see if they could, comp you a couple coffees. So that when you're on, when you're on camera, you're holding their logo coffee up, like the NASCAR guys, how they take a drink of Coke.
Product placement, like the Instagram models.
Not you drinking out of some, 7-Eleven Big Gulp, 7-Eleven Big Gulp deal that's premium, and then Colton throwing back a Sprite.
Hey, Lummy, do you know what a latte is?
Yeah, I know what one is.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, Colton doesn't. I don't think he knows anything about coffee except for taking it black.
Anyway, stop by Boston Coffee House from now till 10. We couldn't. Justin Clark will be live from Frogger's, and then Shannon Burke will be live from Friendly Confines in Altamont Springs at the mall. So
Are these guys in the mall?
We're super serving Altamont like you wouldn't believe. I used to live in Altamont Springs. Did you know that?
My dad had a business there.
He did?
Yeah, Altamont Cleaners. By Calico Jacks, right by the mall. Are these guys in the mall?
No, that's Publix.
Oh, Publix. Okay.
One of the strip mall Willie kind of deals there. So go by and see Lummy. And this is all powered by OrlandoDefense.com. And Lummy, you have your Lummy Investigates t-shirts. Oh, okay. Thank you, Colton.
Oh, Florida Man radio t-shirts. Look at that.
Yes. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and unveil one of those? We have some of those available as well.
Colton probably put a six-pack in his car already.
Exactly. He's going to stop by the flea market on the way home and see what Florida Man Radio one-year anniversary social distancing yippee-yos go for.
Did they take the smart car to Orlando?
Yes.
And what? And what?
That was scary.
Thank you. No mechanical failures, tire blowouts, anything like that?
No, not at all. And we ran the majority of the time with the lights on.
You did? And did
yes.
You, did you get any?
Engine lights on, too.
Oh, wow. He just faced you, Bubba.
Yeah.
He just said to check engine lights on.
I didn't say that.
Has been for years.
Yeah. You think I'm worried about that? Please.
Colton, why were you scared? What was so scary about driving to Orlando in the smart car?
Well, they weigh
Colton
more than
like
the
a
car.
Little, Colton's like a little bitch. He has to chime in like a wife would, you know. Like,
they got to check engine lights on.
Like Edith Bunker would. Oh, tell him. Let me raise your hand and say, shut up, bitch. Only speak when spoken to.
Speak when spoken to.
Lummy, you're so soft.
Go shove a scone down your face.
Yeah.
Go shove a scone down
Lummy,
your face.
So, Lummy, did you guys get any footage of your excursion over there?
Yes, we did. Our near death with a semi truck and
what do you mean?
I was trying to.
What do you mean near death with a semi truck?
Did it suck you in?
Oh, it sucked us in. Well, and especially during all the construction that they got going on I-4.
Listen, man, that thing's like a honest to God. It is as close to a go-kart as you can be on the road and still be legally as a car.
Yeah, you go by a semi-truck and it sucks you right in.
Yeah, it's like a go-kart. It's a car go-kart.
We got to stay slow lane Willy in that thing all the way to Orlando, right?
Oh, no, Colton was in the left-hand lane the whole time.
Oh, no.
Why did you let Colton drive? I think you're a far better driver.
I realize that, and I think I'm going to do it.
Just say it because you're drunk.
Well, no, he drove it to pick me up, and we wanted to make sure we were here on time, so we just jumped in, and I realized that was a mistake.
And you're drunk, and you probably might have been legally drunk from the night before. I mean, that's responsible.
I mean, probably.
Did he have your granola bars and Gatorade ready for you?
Sure did, and a cold Snickers.
Cold, wow.
And so you guys drove all the way. Did anybody like the lights on that thing really light up? Do they not?
Oh yeah, we kept popping them like. On
now,
and
do you
off
guys have the newly freshly wrapped from? How's the new wrap look from Crockett's?
It looks really good. It's like a greenish gray, like almost like a camouflage. It looks really good.
Colton sent me a picture yesterday. It looks great.
Looks
Crockett's
better.
Did a great job.
Cam, thank you, Cam from Crockett's, the one that wraps all the trucks and things like that. So thank you for that. Lummy, maybe sometime during the day, you guys can. Now is the smart car, you know, do you have it parked out by the curb with the lights on, or you probably didn't think about that, did you?
No, we did. It's actually right in the front. Some people started walking in front door, right in front with the lights on.
What? Who walked in, Lummy? Fans?
Yeah, fans walked in.
Yeah.
Tuttle just walked in.
Oh my God, he's right.
Tell Tuttle to sit down and
sit down.
Oh no, here we go.
Oh yeah, there we go. There.
He's got his lab coat on.
I got a little freaked out. He was in a lab coat.
Is that part of his normal wardrobe now?
That's his reverse Columbine.
That's how he hides. Yeah, that's how he hides his shotgun.
Yeah. Wow. Leave it to Tuttle to take over the whole deal. Look at him, Lummy.
And he walked in with a bunch of sticks.
What do you mean sticks?
I don't know. What did you bring? Well, you walked in with a lab coat.
Well, let me tell you something. These are exploding sticks. They will detonate and kill everybody here.
Oh, no.
What is this?
What is that?
It's a yardstick.
It's a yardstick.
And what's it for?
What's it for?
Is that a
We're going to play a little game.
We're going to play a game.
Me versus you.
He's got like 40 of them.
You versus him and what? What are you guys doing?
It's a coffee house.
Well, I mean.
Well.
I am ready to go stick for stick across the back with you.
Someone should tell Lummy that we've only have one microphone. If we want to hear Tuttle, he's going to have to move the microphone over to Tuttle's
Maybe just in the middle.
I don't think the coffee house wants to have us beating
you,
each other.
You guys going to do break a bamboo stick off? You guys going to have it a back off, or what are you guys going to do here?
Florida Man Radio does not like Tuttle. They've blocked me on all social media, so... I am my alter ego, the evil doctor, you know.
Uh-oh.
The evil man. Doctor, you know.
The evil. You're supposed to have this all rehearsed out, Tuttle.
It's early.
And you haven't even thought about what type of stupid-ass doctor you are, and you threw together this outfit as you're out, right out the trailer. Where did he get 12 yards? Where did he get all these yardsticks
at? Where'd you get all the yardsticks from?
Well, I got the yardsticks, you know. I can only get 40 of them because, you know, like the BRN, I'm working on a budget with the
40? Who would ever buy 40 yardsticks?
Tuttle.
How much did you pay for them?
$1.08 at Lowe's.
Yeah, so now it's a delay.
I don't know if this is something that we should do remotely.
Well, maybe out back.
I'm here, man. I gotta spice things up here because I knew the B team wouldn't bring the heat.
Lummy, what do you think about...
He just called you the B team to your face, Lummy.
Lummy, what do you think about him basically taking over your first live... I mean, he's had many live appearances in his very long and lustrous radio career. This is your first live appearance ever.
Well...
And it's getting hijacked by Tuttle, and you're letting it happen.
Well,
Tommy.
Glad we see the respect level that he's giving. So,
Lummy, this is your remote, Lummy. I'm gonna let all decisions be based on whatever you want to do. I don't have so like if you want him out of there and you don't want him to be on your, you know, we're throwing it out to you. What would you prefer him not be there? I mean, this is your gig.
Well, I don't really think that the coffee house is a place where we're going to do a stick off.
Well, what's out back? Is there like an alley or something you guys could go there?
Oh, it's kind of a higher end coffee shop.
I don't. Yeah.
I'm going to just take over the microphone because this is pretty goddamn boring, Lummy.
Lummy, I wouldn't put up with that. I'd tell him to get lost, or you're going to smash him down to zero. This is your first live appearance. Like, you do what you want. I mean, I'll play it either way. If you want Tuttle to be in there and help you co-host, that's on you.
Who's Colton working for, by the way?
Plus, there's probably a fan shop over there somewhere. You can tell him to go to Dan's Fan City for a while.
Tell him Blitz said go to Dan's Fan City.
Yeah, Blitz said go to Dan's Fan City. There's one over here. Get your cleats and get a step in.
Oh, great. Fan jokes. Like, I've never heard that one before.
Yeah. Well, Lummy, so what do you want to do? You know, I don't want this to be a distraction on your first appearance, but yet it could also help you, you know, get away from the, you got a seasoned pro like him that you can bounce off. So,
well, Bubba, what do you think? I mean, if
not
you're
really, I mean, it's actually pretty disrespectful and kind of a dick. I just got here and he's like, oh, you guys suck already. Yet we just got here. If you
hold
came
on,
in
Seth
with
had
a little
Seth
nicer,
had a, Seth had a comment.
It's
Seth.
My territory, okay, buddy? Just like Vince McMahon bought up all the territories, this is my territory.
He's like Bob Backlund when you went into Kansas City. He's like, man, this is my territory.
What
were you going to say, Seth?
I don't even know. I'm enjoying this too much. Bubba, are you okay with this setup? People walk in, Florida Man Radio. Apparently, Tuttle is enemy number one of Florida Man Radio, and he's sitting right there next to your champion, Lummy. Are you okay with the aesthetics of what's set up at the coffee house?
You know, I probably need to check my text to see if I've gotten anything from Shane Reeve or Steve, the – Or what's the guy's, what's the OM over there, Blitz? I forget his name.
Stevie.
Yeah, Stevie.
Steve the man?
Yeah. It's either Stevie or Shane or Shannon Burke. Like the big people that make the decisions over there. If they ever, you know, I like to see where they probably want him gone because they don't like him.
Tuttle looks like a diabolical sheep herder. I think there might be, you know.
Might not be good for business,
yeah,
you know.
Or maybe it could be great. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Lummy, you're there live on location. You know, what's the feel you got there, buddy?
Well, the feel is no one knows what's going on. He keeps hitting himself with a stick. And think they're pretty feeling disrespected right now.
Bubba, did you send?
Can I say something? I also wrote a roast. I want to roast everybody on the BRN.
Bubba, did you send Tuttle out there?
He wrote a roast.
Bubba, did you send Tuttle out there?
No, I did not.
This is not part of your master plan?
No, Tuttle would not be able to produce a text because, you know, if he had one, he'd be showing it. Right here from the sponge, it says, go ahead, Tuttle, do what you got to do.
Can we start the roast with Lummy and Colton?
Lummy, where is he going now?
He's going.
He brought up. He's got a box now too.
He's Carrot Top.
Blitz, how do you feel about this?
He's got his Tuttle gear now.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Oh, Tuttle's got his...
He's got merch.
And Lummy, Lummy, this is the day that we're rolling out the brand new Lummy Investigate shirt.
Tuttle's full of adrenaline. Look at him shaking.
That you have and that I have.
Merchandise.
Tell him to hold the shirt up.
Hold the shirt up.
Let's look at his new shirt.
Watch him shake.
Watch him shake.
What does the shakes mean?
I have the Hobo Fish Camp neck gaiters.
Yeah. All right. Now, are these...
Ask him why he's shaking so much.
Let me ask him
why he's shaking so much.
Because I've not eaten this morning. My blood sugar is low, Lummy. I'm sorry I'm not a fat ass like you and just eat all the time.
Hey, tell him if he buys an entree. Either, if he buys an entree, you get the free coffee.
Tell him if he buys an entree.
If you buy a free entree and
no, not a free entree.
If you buy an entree and you mention Florida Man Radio, you get
so
a free
stupid.
Coffee.
If you buy a free entree, you get a free cup of...
Well, God, I'm starting to shake now just from anger, so...
Lummy.
We don't want the champ angry.
Yeah, I mean, ask Tuttle if he knows you're the champ.
You know I'm the champ, Tuttle? Well, you know he listens every day. That's what he does. And he says he doesn't listen, but he really does.
Is Tuttle...
Because he's a mark, a secret
the
mark.
The merchandise...
No, secret
he listens every day, but he knows everything about the show.
No, I don't listen because you guys have gotten soft at the BRN.
That's his way of saying Seth and Anna and myself.
Everybody.
The only one that has balls is Blitz, and he doesn't like Dan and everyone.
I don't think Tuttle even likes me. Ask him if I
know he
soft.
Does. You like Bubba? Of course he's gonna say yes.
Yes, of course I like Bubba.
All right.
He doesn't like Seth. He doesn't like Anna.
No.
He
I like think me. Seth is one of the greatest radio producers ever to walk the face of the earth.
He's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Lummy. Is the merchandise that Tuttle has displayed? Is that
Is that for sale?
Is that for sale or is that those giveaways?
Is that for sale or for giveaways?
It's giveaways.
He could probably sell some of it today.
Lummy, it's going to be interesting. Now, Lummy, you have your brand new Lummy Investigates t-shirt, too, that I'm wearing, that you're wearing. It's going to be interesting for the first fan that comes up which shirt they want. Do they want the free Tuttle shirt or do they want the free Lummy Investigates shirt, Lummy? Oh man,
Anna, are you impressed by the way Tuttle works? Do you kind of see this is why
the madness?
This is you see like Tuttle kind of why he is, you know,
like why he's the Andy Kaufman of radio.
Yeah, like
I get it.
And as much listen, you gotta
I'd be scared if I was Lummy.
You gotta appreciate the hustle, though, don't you?
Do I?
I mean, I
do I have to appreciate.
I mean,
it?
Seth, if I had gotten fired from my, you know, I don't know, you didn't
you're
see
really
me.
You're not talking that much, Lummy. You're at a live event. You should be setting the scene, painting the picture for the audience.
No,
but no, you're not.
The difference is he's smart and not talking while everyone else is talking.
Yeah, they're talking right now. We're not sitting here silent. So let's not be a dick. But yeah, yeah, there's a lot. It takes a lot to when you don't have a job to just show up at a place.
There we go.
What's his face? You know, you got a business now too. It seems like they're in charge.
Yeah, look, sure. Look, I don't know what you just said, Tuttle.
He looks like Kenny from South Park when he opens his eyes wide and he looks right into the camera. When Tuttle looks right into, tell Tuttle to get wide-eyed right into the camera one time if he could for me.
Get wide-eyed in the camera, Tuttle. Tuttle, get wide-eyed in the camera.
No, he's not. He's.
Oh, Bubba just fell on top of Tuttle.
Jeez. Doesn't he like Kenny a little bit on South Park?
Do we want to talk about the time Tuttle stayed over at your house, Lummy, or is that a sensitive topic?
No, I don't. I mean.
Okay, well, we got other stuff.
By the way, the suicide prevention hotline is 800-273-8255. Please, if you ever need help in any way, shape, or form, always call the suicide prevention hotline.
And we're giving that out to Lummy today, too.
800-273-8255. So, Lummy, listen, I haven't gotten any texts from the three people that run Florida Man Radio. Oh, hold on, I may have. Shane says, man, I can tell that you really hate me by this happening.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Lummy, I would look at Tuttle and say, scram, buddy. I mean, it's over. Your appearance is officially over. It's 20 minutes long and you're done.
Your appearance is done, buddy. Get a scram. You got to get out of here.
What? I got to get what?
You got to get out of here. Scram.
Bubba just.
Shane.
You can't, Shane. Stop me from being in the parking lot.
That's true. That's true.
Is he really getting the boot, or is this all?
Yeah, no, it's boot. We got to boot him out.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Just tell him that you're. No, he didn't have to. I mean, he just has to get off camera.
But, can we do a kendo stick battle or no?
No.
What about Bubba overtime?
Yeah, if Tuttle would want to come to the studios, we could do a kendo sticks battle. But that would have to be here at the studios, not live. I don't think Boston Coffee House wants to celebrate their 1 year anniversary. I mean, we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary at a great client like Boston Coffee House, while Tuttle and Lummy are doing kendo sticks in the parking lot.
Want. What's up? Phil, Fish on Jay's here.
Ask Fish on Jay what's your in the
look at Lummy looks when, so Lummy looks so beaten down.
Loser leaves. Which shirt do you want, Fish on a Jay? The new Tuttle shirt or the new Lummy Investigate shirt?
Fish on Jay, which shirt do you want? Do you want the new Lummy Investigates one or do you want the Tuttle
like
one?
The Hobo Fish Camp neck gator. Would you like the Hobo Fish Camp neck gator?
I got a couple of 3X there.
Lummy, you look like a beaten man.
These are free. Ours, you got to pay $25.
No, Lummy, we're not. We don't got to.
Yeah, they're selling the shirts.
Free, though. Which one do you want?
I'll give you a hat and a hobo fish neck gator.
What? We're selling the Lummy shirts?
Sure. No, I'm saying on Bubba Ari merch, but you get it for free.
Yeah.
You get it for free today.
Yeah, it's a
you got to buy it. Lummy, and you get a Florida Man Radio
Lummy,
shirt.
You don't tell somebody that you're given ready to give a free shirt to. You can get it free today, or you can buy it. That doesn't make sense, Lummy.
He got the Tuttle stuff.
Yeah, he says he knows him longer, and he feels bad for Tuttle.
Oh, my God.
You know Tuttle texted him and said, Fish on it. That you know this is all part of the setup,
That's okay,
Lummy.
Because he's going to go buy the Lummy shirt.
Yeah,
the Lummy shirt's worth buying. The Tuttle shirt's worth getting for free.
Oh, yeah.
But right. Did Lummy just get faced on his own merchandise by Tuttle?
I think so.
Yeah, this is going to be.
Yeah, this is going to be bad.
Does Tuttle have to really go? Because I feel like the dynamic of sad Lummy could be interesting.
I don't know, Lummy.
Yeah, sure, Seth. You can come out here and do it, too.
Whoa, easy, Lum
hey,
Lum.
Ask Tuttle if he wants to do some sign flipping. Tuttle,
you want to go do some sign flipping in your little outfit?
Here, he's not listening. You know, here, I'll also give you one of my stickers here. So you can take some of these, my logo stickers. There you go. Thank you.
You love Tuttle, Bubba. You love him.
Blitz, as much as you want to hate on, you got to respect
his
Andy.
Yeah, it's real hard to do when you got nothing
gotta
else to do.
You
got
to respect his Andy.
Hey, I can go make a bunch of Lummy shirts and give them away too for free and show up and try to ruin people's things.
Well, stop being a bitch and have a stick off with me. Stop being a bitch and have a stick off.
Tell him Bubba said that's not going to happen there. Bubba said we'll invite him to the studio to have a stick off.
You can go to the studio and do it at some point. We're not doing it here.
Lummy,
tell him Bubba said that.
Lummy, are you?
Bubba said that.
Lummy, are you over this? Like, would you, do you want to do it solo or do you want him to be there? You
I, just, think, I think Lummy's over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
No, Lummy, be a man.
And I am over it. He's a dick. I'm really, really wanting to punch him in the face. It's pretty disrespectful. He's trying to be all badass, and then he's going to get off camera and try to suck my, you know, whatever.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not doing that because you've already shown what type of person you are to me.
Yeah, I know. You too, buddy.
Can we hear the roast that he prepared?
Is this turning into a shoot, by the way?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's going to turn into a shoot.
That's what I thought
it'd
be.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even be back at the BRN.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
And tell him because of you, you're on mic three now.
Yeah, and tell him because of him, you're now the champion.
You, I invited you on my show. You're all big and bad because you're carrying the strap right now.
Yeah, and then next to you, I'm on mic three.
Co-host, say I'm Tommy.
Oh, yeah,
full-time
co-host. Full-time co-host, hey.
Full-time co-host. Thanks to you. Thank you, Tuttle.
By the way, the Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. If you're ever in a time of need, need a friend, the Suicide Prevention Hotline, 1-800-273-8255.
Can I just call up and tell them I need a friend?
Like, listen, I don't really feel good about myself. And
no, but like,
really...
I feel fine. Like, I feel fine. I just need a friend.
Yeah.
Shouldn't Colton be behind Lummy, like, rubbing his shoulders, making sure that the champ's, you know, not getting too worked up here during the live remote?
Lummy, where is Colton this very
He's
second?
He's on the camera right now.
He's running the camera?
Yeah, he's making sure it doesn't get
Ask Colton. Colton's the biggest pussy of all. Ask Colton what he thinks about Tuttle.
Well, don't forget, they're good friends.
I know.
Tuttle, what do you think of? Or Colton, what do you think of Tuttle being here right now?
Well, he texted me and let me know I was going to be here. Here we go. Listen to this. Listen to this huge.
I just think.
Wait, you love talking to the mic, let me.
Play by Tuttle, ultimately. Him being out of radio, I think it was a good play for him to come in and try to see if he can get on the air. But
it's like the girl from South Carolina during the Miss America contest.
Miss Teen South Carolina.
Such as. For as. Underprivileged children. For
Look at how close they are.
And Lummy's playing with his beard.
Somebody screenshot that for me.
Put your two ears. Oh, here we go.
Oh, no. Oh,
Jesus. Colton, you just made it. Now, Colton, what do you think about Tuttle kind of, you know, coming in on your appearance? What do you guys think? I mean, what do you think? Do you think he's going to take away? Do you think he's going to add? Do you want him to stay? Do you want him to leave? What? I'm monitoring my cell phone for updates and indicators from Shane and Shannon and or Stevie. I haven't got one yet other than Shane says, I know that you hate me now. Blitz, that's what Shane says. I know that you hate me now.
Cool.
So, Colton, what is your opinion on this deal?
What's your opinion, Colton?
Jesus.
I think it was a good move by him to try to get in here because since he's not on the radio anymore, but it looks like it didn't work out.
What do you mean it didn't work out? We're in the middle of figuring out whether it worked out or not, you dumbass.
Yeah, is it working for you?
What are you, a politician? Do you like it or not? Do you think it's good for this particular live appearance or not? Do you think it'll take away from it and be a distraction and potentially hurt our relationship with the client? Or do you think it's going to be funny and it's going to be great?
I think it could be funny. It really just depends on how Lummy feels. Because Lummy seems to be getting upset.
Can you feel his energy? Is it a dark energy coming from Lummy right now?
Look at that helmet hair of his.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like a gray negative energy. But at the same time, it's funny.
I don't know. Lummy doesn't look funny. Wait, now, here's the thing. Do you want
reporting live from something really important. Look at these two-headed dildos.
Do you want Tuttle to spin the sign, Colton, and then you kind of can you just hang out inside like the big star that you are?
I mean, if you would love to spin the sign, I mean, I'd like that.
Ask him if he wants to spin the sign.
Do you want to spin the sign? Ask me if you want to spin it.
Tuttle, would you spin the sign for me? Would you be my bitch?
See, you just...
No.
You just screwed it up.
Yeah, I mean,
now,
I'm
tell Colton to go get his...
But you have to be pro Florida Man Radio and pro Boston Coffee House.
Lummy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
Tell Colton to go get the sign and start spinning it because he completely played it wrong with Tuttle. As soon as he started making a disrespect...
Go get the sign and go start spinning
and start.
It.
You just got yourself off the air. Tell him.
You just got yourself off the air because you didn't play it right with Tuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is Tuttle going to sit back down?
Okay. Now, ask Tuttle approximately how long is his roast.
How long's your roast, Tuttle?
Approximately.
Well, I was kind of going to free form it. I got bullet points and little notes and stuff, so it all depends on how well it's going to go.
roughly, how long do you think your roast is? Roughly.
How long give, do you think it's going to be?
I mean, depending on how well it's going, I mean, I could probably do you like, you know, a couple of minutes here. I mean, it just seems like everybody's against me here.
Is it a five-minute roast?
People try to spice things up around here.
Tell him to shut up. And Bubba wants to know, is it a five-minute roast? Is it a 10-minute roast? What? Give him a number.
I don't know, Lummy. Comedy is comedy. You can't time it out.
Tell him if he doesn't give me a time, then I can't figure out whether I want it or not. So stop.
And tell him Bubba's asking the questions.
Tell him Bubba's asking these
questions. Bubba's asking the questions. If you can't give him a time, then he can't figure out if he's going to let you do it.
Well, I mean, what's a good time for Bubba? Like, I mean, how many minutes
about
does he want?
14 seconds.
Tell him. I'm going to do commercials, and then coming out.
You're going to give him the open mic rule of 5 minutes?
We're going to give him 5 minutes, but then after that, he has to go. It's either
5 minutes, and then you got to go.
Is that fair?
I mean, yeah, we could do that.
Or he can
do something. His other option is he can leave now.
What do you want me to do? I don't want to cause any problems.
Tell him he can, you know. Put the headphones on him. I want to talk directly to Tuttle.
All right.
No. Hey, Tuttle, you should tell him, haha, now I got the headphones.
Oh, man. I got the headphones now. What's up now, Lummy? Can't hear anything Bubba's saying. He's actually, you know, telling me that thanks for saving the bit, Lummy. That's what he's telling me right now. Like,
think about
God
it, actually putting
the
strap
on
you.
Not.
So now, Tuttle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, here's the deal. When we come back, we can give you 5 minutes, and then we just gotta kind of start the show regularly without you, or we're just I just can't you.
So
you
I'm
know.
Getting kicked out of my own town, basically.
Tuttle, I'm gonna give you 5 minutes for your roast. I hope that's brilliant, and but then we gotta just pick up as scheduled as we have, and you can still be there. I just need you off camera, and I'm not gonna be talking to you, but. You can, of course, be there. Of course you can. But
okay, I guarantee you, if I'm outside spinning a sign or whatever, I will get I will get bigger pops, bigger crowds.
If the Tenacious Tuttle Army, really wants to support Tuttle, they'll come out. Come to Boston Coffee House, buy an entree, get a free coffee, say hi to Lummy.
I thought this was a comedy show. I didn't know that it stopped being a comedy show. God forbid I come out and try to work a gimmick or a bit or something like that.
Maybe if you would have done that when you were on the show, you would still be there.
By the way, Lummy, tell him the suicide.
You don't even get paid to be there. You bitch
Lummy,
about
tell him,
having a
Lummy,
goddamn
tell him,
fish.
Oh, hold on, Tuttle, you're wrong. He actually does get paid.
Lummy, tell him you're on payroll now.
Well, I mean, Tuttle can hear you.
Oh yeah, but Tuttle, he's on payroll now.
Okay, God forbid.
By the way, the suicide prevention hotline is 800-273-8255 if you need a friend. So now, Tuttle, we're going to go to words and we're going to come out and do the Tuttle 5-minute roast. Hopefully it's not inappropriate where I have to dump you.
I think it's probably
stiff and you know how to work. But then after that, bud, respect me and go do your stuff. You can stay there. But I got to take you off camera because we didn't plan this. And I don't want to upset,
Lummy's mad.
Florida Man Radio. So,
damn.
5 minutes, Tuttle, and then back over to Lummy as planned. Please respect that. That's what I would like. And we'll see how it goes. And, I just can't have you bombard the whole show, but I'll give you 5 minutes, for your roast deal. I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want, man.
All right.
But then after your five,
when you say goodbye, then please don't be disruptive. You can be there and what have you, but just don't be disruptive if you could do that for me.
All right. All right, Bubba. But, God forbid, try to spice things up here. Don't even do that, Lummy.
What do you do?
Like, On has even moved you down a step on the mic.
No, actually, he moved up.
Actually, we're going to go into words. Tuttle. We'll be back in 6 or so minutes to get you start preparing for your 5, okay?
All right.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. By the way, the AirPods are still, that's still in play. I don't know. I may have to step in as the CEO and president of this company.
Someone threw the box at me as if it were empty, and then I was like, oh, well, there's AirPods. We got some employee complaints about...
Yeah.
Really, what did Seth say?
To you?
Seth said, that bitch got AirPods. This is what he said.
Okay, well, can
that
I...
That dirty bitch got my AirPods.
Well, hold on. Can I help your decision, though, Bubba?
What?
They're $20 knockoffs.
Oh, she can have them.
I was going to say, if that helps your decision at all.
They're $20 knockoffs?
Yeah, they're not $200 Apple iPods.
Yeah, Seth said, take your stupid ass earbuds. He only goes for quality Apple products.
That's better. I just...
It really takes the sting away, doesn't it, Seth?
JD's Jugs with 1,000 bits.
I think it takes a lot of the sting away knowing they're cheap willies.
Yeah, well, yesterday I thought they were real. And so I saw her yesterday where she had shoes and AirPods.
And pounds of cinnamon.
And cinnamon and just snacks. And
protein.
I just didn't know. I mean,
it's overwhelmed.
I'm happy for her, but I also... I don't know why it's all happening. No, I don't.
It's
I don't like things.
You always say that you don't want stuff. So why does it?
I don't. I don't have a list at all. But I'm.
Why can't you be happy for me?
Because it's just too much. Quite frankly, we're beginning to resent you for it.
Well, I feel like it's a lot so soon. I mean,
too much.
In 2 years, I think you're gonna like people are gonna be buying you acres. I mean, yeah. Dr. Dan type cars.
And at the end of the day, man, you know, Seth. At the end of the day, she needs to vig out on some people that gave her this platform. You. First and foremost, for telling me that she was a great hire. So we need to get vigged out, don't you think?
I mean,
you know, some bitch can't sit over and get it all. We can need our vig.
If she gave you a vig, I wouldn't be mad. I took my vig of protein powder yesterday. Unfortunately, the look of disgust on her face when we were digging in, it stuck with me.
I'm over with this bitch. Who hit that?
Was it Lummy?
Blitz, did you hit that?
Nope.
Somebody hit it.
It's probably Colton.
Colton, what in the hell are you doing?
Oh, God.
Colton, what are you doing? What did you just do? You dumbass. Lummy, ask him what he just did.
What did you just do?
Well, I was in Bubba's computer. I was in Bubba's computer on accident.
He was in your computer on accident.
How faultily wired is our system if this dumbass can chime in on and play something over my show?
No, he doesn't want you to do it again, Colton.
God.
Wow.
Bubba, you want me to get to this appearance?
Yeah. I don't know. We can now because we're going through the menu of the camera right now.
But we can still hear those guys, though. That's the best part.
Yeah, we can. So Lummy, go ahead, Seth. I'm completely fiberglassed that...
You're fiberglassed.
I'm fiberglassed that Seth, I mean, that remotely, while sitting at a coffee shop in Orlando, Colton can put something over my airwaves. That's a little disturbing, isn't it, Seth?
You know, that's just the place we're at in technology these days, Bubba.
He does it during 199 all the time, and you tell me it's me doing it. I keep telling you it's not me.
Colton, why are you ever dabbling on when I'm on the air? Do you do things on 199? When I'm doing Bubba
199?
When I'm on Bubba 199, does he do things on the next gen? Do you play and fire stuff when I'm on Bubba 199 remotely from?
Have you ever?
I think I might have once, but
for what?
I found out about that.
I never found out about it
till just now.
I think. Oh,
I thought you did.
And why do you think I would want you to be able to remote in and play anything that you were think of? Why would you think that?
I think it only happened one time.
God, I hate this mother effer.
Colton?
Yeah.
Did he do his videos today?
Yeah, and they're the crappiest ever.
What?
Oh, I got him.
He had the big Kenosha clickbait high spot.
The worst. Colton, you obviously have not learned how to make the opening page, you know, appealing to make a person want to click on it.
The thumbnail?
Oh, yeah. You obviously have not learned thumbnails, now have you?
No, I have not completely learned thumbnails.
He looks beaten down, too. What a tunnel hit you with a kendo stick?
How could you have given me these two videos knowing I told you, buddy, that I'm good? They need to be, you know, they need to be thumbprinted up.
The one I'm going to use, the Kenosha 911.
Shut up. Just give the headphones to Lummy immediately.
Lummy here.
God, Lummy. Tell him to go start flipping a sign on the side of the road. He can barely do that right. Tell him
go
that
flip
immediately.
A sign.
Hey, Bubba, is this the tunnel effect?
Do that right.
I don't know.
Everybody looks beaten down there. Is it early or is it tunnel?
Lummy, have you had anybody ask? Have you had anybody ask for a shirt yet?
Yeah, we've had a couple people now.
Have you handed out any Florida Man Radio and or Lummy Investigate shirts?
Both.
And why didn't we? And was that during the commercial break or something?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Okay.
We got pictures.
You did?
Yes.
All right. So now, without further ado, I did promise Tuttle 5 minutes. Did I not?
Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Now, Lummy, I think I need you to have, well, I guess he can have the headphones, but like if this would get inappropriate or something, Lummy, I need to somehow be able to get a hold of you to have you, you know, take the microphone away from him and the headphones and maybe not physically choke him out,
well,
but just get him off the air.
Seems like there's some strong guys from Florida Man Radio that are there, so, I mean, Tuttle could definitely be carried out of there if necessary.
Yeah, so we just need to emphasize to Tuttle that after your 5 minutes, be a gentleman and walk away and, you know, and learn to perhaps be on the air another time. Don't make an ass out of yourself so that we have to physically remove you, because we will. Shannon okay. Burke just is on his way. Shannon Burke's on his way with his pistol.
Well, if Tuttle wants to come over here, he's rehearsing on a couch
right now.
All right,
so here we go. We promised Tuttle 5 minutes. Tell Colton I still have to take up his crappy videos with him here. It'll probably be the next segment.
The next segment is going to take up your crappy videos.
Okay.
Wait, Seth, for
the Kenosha high spot.
Wait till you see it. And Blitz, I know that you're the spokesperson for everybody here, and you always try to stand up for everybody and what have you. But when you see how crappy this is, I don't know how anybody could stand up for this.
I can't wait to see him.
So, I mean, like, I hope that you just
Like, are they honestly, so bad they're good?
No.
No.
Blitz, I hope that you honestly, you know, give your opinion.
Okay.
Because.
I will.
Because it's. Because you know what I want. You know what I've told him I wanted. He knows what I want. I even referred him to our Chris Jericho tape.
Was it the subject matter or just everything,
just,
Bubba?
Just wait till you see it.
Okay.
All right, Lummy, without further ado, tell Tuttle if you're a gentleman and you leave or you get, you know, get off camera and hang out but not be disruptive after your 5 minutes, we have no issues. If you try to Tuttle up everything after five, then you will pound his face in and make him leave. Tell him that.
Be a gentleman and leave after 5 minutes or hang out but be off camera and not Tuttle it up.
I mean, I can't promise anything, but we'll see how
Then you got to tell him I can't promise I'm going to smash your face in.
Then I can't promise I'm not going to smash your face in along with everyone else here.
Okay. I mean, go ahead. Do you think I'm afraid? I'm really not.
Okay.
He said, go ahead, smash my face.
I think that's what he wants today.
All right. Well,
of course. Probably.
Here we go. Just tell him that there's a lot riding on this. You know, please be a gentleman for Bubba. Because if you piss Bubba off, Bubba's giving you an opportunity, but don't piss Bubba off and burn this bridge. Tell him you're trying to repair this bridge, not burn it. Tell him.
Don't piss off Bubba. You got to be a gentleman, and you got 5 minutes.
How about the bridge part?
You're trying to bridge it. Your relationship.
You guys, welcome.
Let me really.
Welcome to my world.
You're trying to bridge it. That's what we're talking here.
Like other things I want to say, but
you want to say, what you want to say is, don't burn this bridge. Try to repair it.
Yeah, don't burn your bridge, buddy. All right, you want to repair it?
That's not what I said.
Don't burn your bridge, buddy.
Bridge it.
You already burned your bridge. Bubba, you want to smash your face?
He said, bridge it.
I don't care. I don't care. It is what it is. Here's your headphones and do your little thing. Go write down your little script.
I think Lummy just walked off your show, Bubba.
Oh, poor guy.
Tuttle, you better tell Lummy that he's on thin ice with me right now. Tell him.
You're on thin ice with Bubba right now, man. You need to step it up here. You're representing the show right now.
No, you need to slow down.
Right,
tell him to slow down, buddy. Slow his roll.
Slow your roll, bro.
He's taking a sip. Oh, no. Is there anything in there, you think?
Yeah, of
course. Lummy's drink? Okay.
It smells like vodka.
Oh, all right, so.
I'm joking. He's not really drinking. But
Tuttle.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Tuttle.
Because I was an alcoholic once.
So from a really accomplished alcoholic, do you think that he might be taking nips?
I can see the signs. It's all there.
Oh, no.
Look, man, don't go down that road, man. Look what it did to me, man. I drank myself right out of the business.
Yeah, you did. But now you might sober yourself back in the business as you're trying to repair this bridge, not burn it, right?
I don't know.
You're trying to bridge it, say it's all.
After you hear these jokes, I don't know about that.
Listen, I don't care how bad the jokes are as long as they're not, FCC not compliant. Now, hold on. And then after 5 minutes, I go, okay, Tuttle, there you go, bud. And, you know, we'll work on bringing you back. I mean, come on, Tuttle.
Well, the great thing that I've learned about radio, and especially from the one and only Seth Cush, you know, Michael Sharkey sat me down one day and he says, you got to learn how to self-edit like Seth does. Every word Seth says is calculated. And it drives the conversation, and that's why Seth is making the big bucks, and everybody else isn't making anything at the BRM because you got to afford to pay the big dog.
Well, you're right on that. So Seth is the third highest paid here at the BRN. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
It's
keeping me out of work right now.
So yeah. Without further ado, Tuttle, are you ready to start your 5 minutes?
Well, it's not going to be 5 minutes because, guys seem like, you know, everybody has just become a bunch of, you know, pussified radio show hosts. So I'm just going to give you my best ones. Okay?
All right. Well,
I'm
just
keep it
just,
short and sweet.
Well, just, you know, okay, buddy. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go.
Is Lummy okay? He looks really perturbed.
No, he's mad. He's going to – I know he's going to smash me. And Lummy do have real heat, though.
Screw with him and say, what if you take his spot? What if you get back on mic three?
Are you really just mad, Lummy? I thought we were friends. Are you afraid that I'm going to come back in and actually show you how to do radio? Like, I don't know. And what's up with the hair, man? You look like, that – I forget the guy's name. Bruce Valanche. You look like Bruce Valanche right now.
All right, Tuttle. Listen, I didn't mean for you to start on your Lummy roast. Go ahead and start off your material, buddy.
All right, here we go. All right, what's up, everybody? The one-year anniversary of Florida Man Radio. It's a natural fit for Bubba to be the morning show because Florida Man Radio hires former real radio employees like Bubba hires bone employees. That one failed.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.